The heart of Robin Hood County.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
If you're in Heyson Green today, watch out for a set of giant inflatable lungs. You won't really be able to miss them. They're 4 metres high and colourful. You'll probably be wondering why. They're to advertise a series of free health checks. And what's quite unusual about this is they're not being offered by the health service, but a local church. So to find out more about this is Pastor Peter Janes and George Mabeza from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Why the lungs?
it was his idea, honestly. George is a chess consultant, and he thought, right, let's find a way of attracting the public, and he spotted this. Well, I don't know where you saw it, but you could hire these lungs from the Roy Castle Foundation. He rang up, and there we are. We've got a set of lungs that when people turn up, they'll say, my goodness.
Well, they will, yeah.
Oh, yes, they certainly will, and George will tell people all about their lungs.
And so you are qualified to do this. I mean, it might seem strange to people that it's a local church, but this is your field of expertise.
It is my field of expertise, Sarah.
So why a church? Why not leave this to the NHS?
Good question. We believe and you probably agree that we should be healthy, not only physically or mentally or socially, but as well as spiritual. And I think for those who are familiar with faith, we know Jesus was in the business not only of healing people's minds and spirit, but making people whole as well. And we believe the church has an important role in helping the NHS make people healthier.
What kind of checks are you offering? If people come along, what will they encounter?
Yes, so it's not only the lungs. The lungs are a big attraction, lots of knowledge around that. But we'll be doing some free basic health checks. So we'll be looking at people's blood pressure. We'll be looking at their weight, their body mass index. We have an interesting weight measure, body fat percentage. We'll be looking at their lung function. We'll be talking about nutrition and also ways of reducing one's risk of cancer. So it's quite a comprehensive health package.
So the lungs are just to attract some attention?
Well, not just, but yes, they're the main attraction. But there are lots of other things going on today as well.
And you really believe then, do you, Peter, that this is something the church should be involved in?
Well, Jesus didn't just go in and say, right, let's do a miracle here or a miracle there, try and heal people. He actually had an interest in making sure that people were healthy and holy. And the Bible's teaching about community suggests to us we should be healthy, wholesome communities. So, you know, why not the church get involved with this?
Are you going to sneak in a bit of preaching, though, whilst you're at it?
I doubt it. No, it's just about living a life, and you know, if people say to us, you know, why are you as a church getting involved with this? Well, we're going to give an explanation, but there's going to be no preaching or anything like that.
Well, this is happening today. Where can people find you?
So we are at Heyson Green Market opposite ASDA. The expo will run from 11 until 4 p.m. People can come and go as they are able.
Just look out for the megalungs.
Just look out for the megalungs. I mean, this is the first part of it. We know that there are people who are going to turn up who are going to have, well, let's say high blood pressure. And we're not going to turn around and say, oh, let's treat you now. We'll have a prayer certain. No, we're not going to do that. The likely response is going to be, it might be a good idea for you to nip along to see a GP on Monday morning and, you know, get this checked out. It could be just, you know, and give a little bit of encouragement. But we are going to follow up with a series of meetings at All Souls Community Centre during the week, when we will be looking at some of the risk factors and how to mitigate some of the risk factors. How can you lower your blood pressure? How can you do things in your life that will help you to avoid cancer? You know, it is very much a wider message of health for a whole community.
Thank you for telling us about it. Thank you very much for coming in. Pastor Peter Janes and George Mabeza, they're both from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And you can go along and see them. And the Megalungs, which is what they're called. It's a real name, I'm just making that up. At the marketplace in Heyson Green. BBC Radio Nottingham.